Beth Milam here, Brazos County Coalition Against Domestic Violence, and we're in October once again.
We are. October is National Domestic Violence Awareness Month, so this is the month that we take our opportunity in this community to bring awareness and spotlight victims as well as survivors of domestic violence.
Unfortunately, we have to associate that with the statistics. What, if any, of that do you have to share?
We do. We don't have this past year's statistics yet, but the year before, in 2010, we saw about 1,500 cases of domestic violence in Brazos County, and that's just way too high for us. We want to see those numbers get down into zero digits.
Well, and I want to break that down a little bit more if you have that. But before I forget, I want to mention this a couple of times because tomorrow night is the annual candlelight vigil.
It is. We had such a great response from last year where we highlighted victims as well as a survivor of domestic violence that we wanted to expand on that this year and really talk about the community perspective and what that's like for first responders and those that guide victims through the process from start to finish.
And so what's the agenda for tomorrow night then?
Well, so our theme is advocacy in action, and those that attend are going to see from start to finish what it's like from the moment the 911 call comes in until there's a verdict in a case should it go to trial. And then we're going to have a survivor share his story about what it was like to grow up in a home like that and ultimately utilize all of those different agencies to help him and his family through that healing process.
And when you mentioned, when you gave the masculine pronoun, I didn't know where
yes.
you were going, but it's worth emphasizing that there are male victims when women are the primary victim of domestic violence.
Absolutely. And that's something we really try to highlight in the coalition, is that domestic violence knows no race, age, nationality. And this year, we do have a male survivor who's going to speak about what it was like to grow up in a house like that and how he broke that cycle and became a wonderful, loving family man and raised his children in a home that knows no violence. So we're really excited to spotlight that cycle and how you can break it, male or female.
Again, visiting with Beth Milam, the Candlelight Vigil tomorrow evening beginning at 7 downtown Bryan at the Brazos County Administration Building. We're guessing the cross street is 26 with Texas. But
we think it's 26. We'll have a sign out there if it's not.
Who are those that typically attend the vigil, and who are those that are, everybody's invited, but
absolutely
from based on your experience, who really gets the most out of attending these?
You know, it's one of those things where I think it depends on what you want to get out of it. We have a lot of people who come for just the educational aspect of it, and you'll certainly get that when you come to our vigil. Not only will we have information to give to you at the end as far as resources in this community, but you'll learn something at the vigil. And we often find it's a really wonderful outlet for those who have been victims in the past or are currently going through domestic violence in their life, or a loved one is, and they find a certain measure of healing from it. And we provide counselors there that evening in case there's somebody they want to talk to, or if they want to schedule some kind of counseling for a little bit further down the road. We certainly encourage that and embrace that.
It's much less informal. Or much less formal. It's more informal.
Absolutely. We encourage everyone to come. We have a program that we abide by, but it's very much about embracing our community and the people who live in this community and are affected, as well as embracing the people who help us day to day. Even when you may not see it, they're behind the scenes. We have police officers and firefighters and sheriffs and just absolutely everybody in this community who provides any measure of assistance come out.
We got to run, but for those who are not able to attend tomorrow night and want to talk to someone, how do they go about doing that?
We have two options for you. Getting a whole lot of resources is available on our website at www.bccadv.org. And Twin City Mission offers a 24-hour domestic violence hotline for you to call with any questions or concerns. And that number is 979-775-5355.
And if you want to be a volunteer in either of those arenas, I'm sure.
We would love it. Just hop onto our website or check us out on our Facebook page, which is also facebook.com/BCCADV for any volunteer opportunities you're looking for.
Or visit with Beth or others tomorrow night. Again, the Candlelight Vigil, 7 o'clock is when it begins at the Brazos County Administration Building.